Liam.
It's been a busy time in the central Red River Valley with spring wheat harvest and sugar beets being lifted for pre-pile. Rocky Nedham, who operates Nedham Seed at Caledonia, North Dakota, says the corn and soybean crops have gone from one extreme to the next.
We started out the spring just terribly wet here. Got a late start. I think around that, 15th, 17th of May was a lot of guys' first day in the field. And soils are extremely wet. And then struggled through that. We got planted. And then we turned extremely dry here. In July, we've had about 6/10 of rain in this area. So crazy. So the crops are doing really well for the little bit of moisture that we've had.
Nedham said the corn and soybeans will need more time, but there is room for optimism.
I'm confident they'll reach maturity. Sounds like some good weather coming up, and we should be good to go.
The symptoms of iron deficiency chlorosis are a familiar sight in the region. During the Red River Farm Network crop tour, Nedham encouraged growers to use a soy green type product on the hot IDC ground.
We have a